It is cool. Okay, and our dear friend Otto. All right, and say your name, please.
Otto.
Why am I blocked with you today? It's so not like me.
About this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there was a major emotional trauma that occurred back around that time. And things get stored in our body, and that might have something to do with it. And now it's, I think, doing things to...
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. And if you don't feel comfortable sharing it, then please don't. Are you using, I'm going to go back to the alcohol, I can't help it because it's just there again. Are you using the grain alcohol like for sanitizer because you don't have sanitizer?
Yeah.
And why aren't you using sanitizer?
Well, because sanitizer has grain alcohol in it. A lot of them do.
Is that what you're using though? You're using sanitizer?
Well, no, I mean, I take, vodka. Grain alcohol is a little bit stronger than vodka, but right now I have vodka and I've got a little bottle and I get a little spritzer. And it dries really quickly instead of having wet hands.
One moment. Was there anyone in your past that drank a lot of vodka, that drank vodka?
Nothing that comes to mind immediately.
I know this sounds so like trite, and why is this lady bothering me about my alcohol on my hands? But there's some reason why you're doing that, and that's there are no accidents why we do what we do, crazy people that we are. I can only share what I get, and I know this sounds crazy, but would you be averted to just using sanitizer? Like, would you consider that? Is it more expensive? Like, why would you?
Well, this is a lot easier to use the alcohol because it's a little bottle. It's all set, ready to go. Grab it, and you're done. The sanitizer, I gotta grab it. How do I open this thing here? Oh yeah, there it is. And then.
They would prefer you not using the vodka.
Okay.
And it's
Is it the brand of vodka? Just kidding.
It's not serving you is what they're saying.
Okay.
I have no idea if it is going to help your sister or not, but somehow it's not serving you. It's not serving you. Okay. So at least I figured that part out. All right. Let me figure out what else can I do. Are you meditating?
Sort of.
I feel like there's something that needs releasing, and I feel like I really feel like there's something that needs releasing, and I feel like that's why I'm having trouble getting a message. So I would definitely stop with the vodka. If you get a cold, you get a cold. If you don't want to use sanitizer, it's bringing something into your field that's not good. Is what it's doing. It's no big deal. Just try to use sanitizer or wash your hands or something. And now there's something, we somehow need to clear you. One moment. Okay, give me one more moment because I'm going to ask the masters to step in and help. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to make the request or have the awareness or desire to have anything not for any thoughts, anything not for your highest and best good to be released. And then I'm going to ask that you bring in the golden white light of protection and love and divinity. Okay, and now say your name, please.
Otto.
Yeah, you feel better. Otto, you're way more powerful than you realize, my friend. Way more powerful. So now let me bring in a message. One moment. Well, the message is, I don't know about the cyst. So to bring you back to why the cyst is erupting right now, I don't know. But what I can tell you is, they're saying to focus on the sunshine. You know, it's sort of like Helen Keller said, if like you focus on the sunshine, you can't see the shadows. And it would serve you, they're saying, mightily to focus on the sunshine right now. So to notice the beauty and things. And you've been doing fairly well with that. But to keep that up. And it's going to protect your mind and to help bring in future prospects. It's like to always see the positive, to always see like the opportunity, to see the silver lining. And I know it's like really Pollyanna, but they're saying your mind's very powerful and it will actually help promote health, goodness, and well-being. I'm gonna leave you with that today. Mm-hmm. But if I do get anything else, I'll email you as well. Okay.